Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. Leaders from Southern African countries met for an urgent security talk on Friday and agreed on a regional response to the insurgency ravaging parts of northern Mozambique. AFP reports five presidents conferred for an extraordinary summit in the Botswana capital, Gaborone, from where they directed the finalization of a comprehensive regional response to the unrest in Mozambique. Now, they did not elaborate on what kind of response they were considering. Now, to tell us more on the line, we do have Jasmine Opperman, and she's a political analyst who will be able to give us some perspective on the current situation in that country. Jasmine, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time on Radio Islam.
Good afternoon and afternoon to your listeners.
As I mentioned, the five presidents have conferred for an extraordinary summit. They did not elaborate on what kind of response they are considering. What's your thoughts on this?
There are two dynamics at play here. One, keep in mind that the Mozambican president did not attend this Troika meeting. It was the Minister of Defense. But what we are seeing is SADC clearly not taking their time in terms of getting to a situation of an integrated response. We would have had a roadmap 4 or 5 months ago. We still don't have it. Now we're going back to step one in terms of how can we do a regional intervention. The second issue is Mozambique. Clearly Mozambique is delaying at its level best any intervention from SADC on home soil, still relying on own capability and capacity to deal with the problem.
At least 2,000 people have died and 500,000 have fled their homes since a shadowy group began attacks in October 2017. Do you think that President Cyril Ramaphosa and members of the other SADC countries, the president being chair of the African Union, should play a role in trying to mediate or resolve this crisis?
I agree wholeheartedly. There's need, and we've been saying it for how many months now, for an urgent intervention. But I think we must also understand SADC does not have the capacity, the capability, or the financial means to immediately intervene. For that, they will have to go back to the United Nations Security Council and try to ascertain financing. And even in that case, do we have the capacity to fight this type of war in Mozambique, which they have not been trained for? So SADC is also caught in a quagmire. They do realize what is happening in Cabo Delgado, but at the same time, their hands are tight because of realization of constraints at domestic soil within each of the SADC states.
I know Al-Shabaab from Somalia, having been there, but locally, the terrorists or the insurgents that are in Mozambique are also known as Al-Shabaab. They have no known links to the ruthless group that are terrorizing in Mozambique. Do you think that they may be responsible for some of what's happening in that country, in Mozambique?
What we have to do and understand is the following. The local roots of dissatisfaction we've discussed on numerous occasions, but that there has been influence from Somalia individuals, from Kenya, bringing in an extremist voice into the insurgency cannot be ignored. And within Cabo Delgado itself, there has been the youth sector vulnerable because of their grievances to this type of propaganda. And we have to realize that the longer this insurgency continues, the extremist voice and exploitation to the neglect of the people of Cabo Delgado will just increase.
These attacks in Mozambique, they are increasingly being claimed by the Islamic State Central Africa Province, ISCAP. Is this correct? Are they actually responsible for these attacks?
I would be hesitant to jump to that conclusion. They like to propagate it as such, that the Islamic State Central Africa Province is a reality in Cabo Delgado, yes. Are they taking definite lead? We don't have any evidence thereof. But I want to emphasize one thing. There's a foreign influence on the increase, and I'm talking DRC, I'm talking the ADF, that we are seeing a drastic increase in strategy, in tactics, in planning, and in execution, which means that this insurgency is getting more sophisticated. And with them still occupying Mosambuada Praia, it has given them the ideal area as a type of capital from where they can plan, recruit, train, and send out fighters. That was the biggest mistake the government has made in Mozambique, to allow a sustained occupation of Mosambuada Praia.
Jasmine, I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your time on Radio Islam International, and we hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.